People living in poverty are often at greater risk for serious health problems. And for many, legal problems can be a contributing factor to those medical issues. The National Center for Medical Legal Partnership estimates 1 in 6 Americans have at least one civil legal problem that negatively affects their health. A medical legal partnership here in New Hampshire ended in 2011, in part due to state budget cuts, but it's now up and running again. Cheryl Steinberg is Senior Law Project Director for New Hampshire Legal Assistance, and she oversaw the original partnership. She joins us now to talk about the efforts to get it going once again. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Cheryl, how does this partnership work?
We, New Hampshire Legal Assistance, which is a civil legal aid program, partners with healthcare centers, and particularly right now with the Manchester Community Health Center, to work with their patients to help provide legal services that impact their health.
And can you give us an example of a case that might come up?
Well, a conditions problem in an apartment, for example. So if a child has asthma and the landlord refuses to fix the problems, like there might be mold or other irritants in the apartment that it's the landlord's responsibility to rectify and they refuse to do so, we could come in and try to get those problems resolved for them. We also help people with fighting illegal evictions, and maybe some housing discrimination issues would be another area. People that might have disabilities that are entitled to accommodations in their apartments. We do all those kind of things.
And is this a case where often people just aren't aware of their rights?
That's correct. So one of the big aspects of this project is to inform the healthcare providers of the different areas that could actually be benefited by legal interventions that might be affecting their patients. So we also train the medical providers to help increase their awareness of the problems as well so they can make appropriate referrals to us.
How is the partnership funded?
The federal government, actually, the Health Services Resources Administration, otherwise known as HRSA, recently found that legal services was an appropriate service to fund through federally qualified healthcare centers. So Manchester Community Health Center, who's our current partner, applied for that funding and received it. We also just recently were very fortunate to get a grant from the Bean Foundation as well. And there's a few other grant opportunities we're seeking out.
Has this type of program become a more common thing around the country?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I believe there's maybe over 300 different medical legal partnerships all over the country now. The National Center for Medical Legal Partnership that you referenced earlier on, their research has uncovered several things. I mean, some of the preliminary research has shown that the legal services that we provide reduces stress and helps people take medications on a more regular basis, and it reduces hospital admissions for people with chronic illnesses, just to name a few things.
So you see these people coming in less for medical
That's stuff. The idea. I mean, the idea is that if people's legal problems that do impact their health are addressed, that they will remain healthier and they will not have to go to the doctor or certainly the hospital.
The idea to save money in the long run.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
Let's talk a little bit more about the clients themselves. How do they get identified? How do you find them?
Well, as I just was mentioning before, we try to train healthcare providers so they can identify these problems. So the way it's working now in Manchester is the healthcare providers themselves, and at Manchester Community Health Center, they have a good number of social workers and case managers that help as well, and they're really the key people in this. But they will talk to their clients, see if they need any legal help, and then they make a referral to us. We actually have someone on-site at the health center half a day, one day a week, to meet with clients and talk to the healthcare providers if they have questions.
How far does this legal counseling go? I mean, are you helping them maneuver through the court system?
Well, I mean, all of our services are free. So we provide a whole range of services. New Hampshire Legal Assistance in general does that. So the services we provide can be as simple as just providing information, referrals to other places if it's something we don't handle, counsel and advice, all the way up to full representation in court.
I know there are plans for the program to expand to the Ammonoosuc Community Health Center mm-hmm. in the North Country. Where does that stand?
That health center has received some funding as well, and they have hired a paralegal, and we are partnering with them to try to help them get their program up and going.
Cheryl Steinberg is Senior Law Project Director for New Hampshire Legal Assistance. Cheryl, thank you for coming in today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.